The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Not bad, kind of day. Slightly underdone, maybe.
Slightly underdone. I reckon a kiss of life would revive that too.
That's enough, Rodney.
Maria. Consuela. Maria. Consuela.
I don't know how to play this game.
My English is good, bitch.
I am the real Mrs. Brown.
I don't give
this, my sweet, is a letter from my solicitor telling you that your husband has filed a petition for divorce. It also tells you to get yourself a solicitor pretty damn quick. Happy Christmas, eh?
Oh, some classic Christmas special moments from Only Fools and Horses, Mrs. Brown's Boys and EastEnders. Because it's that time again, the Christmas TV schedules are out and I'm joined by Screen Time presenter John Fardy to tell us what's being brought to our screens this season for after the Christmas dinner and over the following days. John, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
So, what do you think? I mean, so many people stream these days and you can find your Christmas movies for literally streaming for a month before Christmas. So what have the broadcasters produced out of the hat?
Yeah, no, it's funny because you would think, does this stuff matter anymore in the age of streaming where everything's, you know, omnipresent and your kids start screaming at you if there's 3 seconds they have to wait for something, at least mine do. But yet there's still enthusiasm for what the broadcasters have to offer. I'd be surprised. There's a lot of coverage of this morning because we still care. And, you know, Christmas is that time where you can almost watch TV guilt-free, you know, because it's all about sitting around and doing very little. So I think it's pretty okay this year in terms of RTE. There's a couple of decent things. I think more so their documentaries and their more, you know, factual kind of stuff in entertainment as opposed to any dramas or whatever. So one that I know a lot of people are pleased about is Tommy Tiernan is going to do a one-off Tommy Tiernan Christmas special of his Tommy Tiernan Show, which has been wildly successful and, in fairness to him, has kind of reinvented in some ways the chat show. This is the idea where he comes on stage each week and he doesn't know who the guests are going to be. So I know a lot of people are enthused about that. The two Johnnies are going to be doing a show. These are guys who have incredible successful podcast and have been kind of first movers in that whole world. So I'm glad to see they're going to have a special on New Year's Day. The guy everyone loved from the toy show, Adam King, there's a lovely show, it seems, on RT Junior on Christmas Eve called Adam Saves Christmas. Ryan Tuberty is going to voice Santa Claus, so a lot of kids looking forward to that. Also for kids, Super Warm. Julia Donaldson is the writer of these fantastic, I guess you'd call them toddler books, or maybe that's doing it a disservice, but the Gruffalo and things like that. And her, they've done a version of her very popular story, Superworm, on BBC, which I know a lot of people will be excited about. Then there is Mrs. Brown's Boys, which, you know, divides people. I'm not sure where I stand on it, to be honest. It's a tradition at this stage, and it's getting two, as it has done for the last few years, one on Christmas Day and one on New Year's Eve. So, you know, I think they've been okay. I don't hate them the way some people do. I don't love them the way other people do. I certainly think last year was somewhat diminishing returns and they just weren't particularly funny. So hopefully they're a bit better this year. I'm conscious I'm talking a lot, Pat. I better let you back in there.
No, I'm happy that you go through because I haven't had a chance to look at the schedules yet. What's on offer from Virgin Media?
Yeah, now we should say, you know, they are also a national broadcaster and they have some of their own content. There's a lot of stuff coming in from the UK, like the Graham Norton Look Back on New Year's Eve, Piers Morgan's Life Stories. There's a lot of stuff coming in there, Alan Carr. But they do have some of their own original content. There's a thing called the Battle of Christmas Lights, which see two Cork families go head to head to create the best possible Christmas on their street. On Christmas Day, they have a show, Don't Look Back in Anger. You know, you could be snippy and say it's kind of another version of Reeling in the Years for the Year That's Been. But it's their own version of it. Dave Fanning, People Are Hungry for Some Live Music, has a show called Fanning at Wheelings, which is on Virgin Media 2. And that's going to have live performances from acts like Paddy Casey and Mick Flannery. So I think that might work well.
Yeah. How about the streaming services, John? Do they do Christmas offerings? Do they reflect the season at all?
They're starting to do a bit more of that. Now, Bridgerton, which was a huge thing last Christmas on Netflix, I think they were hoping to have season two in time for Christmas. It doesn't look like that's going to happen. Hawkeye is landing on Disney every week, and that's a Marvel superhero thing, and it's quite good as well, and it's set around Christmas, so they're starting to get into that space. You see, in a weird kind of way, though, the streamers maintain that they're year round, so it's new territory for them. You know, the movies, though, you know, are interesting, because I just find this strange. On RT1 on Christmas Day, you have Bohemian Rhapsody, and then on Stevens's Day, you have Rocket Man. So it's like the music biopic is back with a bang, it would appear, and they're coming out all the time, you know.
All right, I've been watching Dope Sick on Disney Plus. Have you seen that? It's absolutely brilliant. The story of OxyContin and the Sackler family. It's brilliantly dramatised. Michael Keaton is fantastic at it.
Michael Keaton.
Also, I don't know whether you watched Michael Keaton. Did you watch Get Back, the Beatles trilogy?
I'm delighted you brought that up, because when you were off last week, we spent my slot boxed. I took over the format and demanded that we do Get Back. I absolutely loved it. I watched it in about two nights. What about you? Because I know you're a Beatles fan.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And it gets you into the band. I mean, you're with them, you feel you're part of them, and the humanity of the guys, you know, forget about superstar, and these are ordinary fellas in their 20s making music and kind of jamming together to produce it. Just fantastic insight into the way that genius was created.
Absolutely, but also very funny at times, like when Harrison leaves and he just says, "I'll see you around the clubs, lads." And then Lennon says, "Look, if he's not back by Tuesday, we'll get Eric Clapton."
And the funny thing is, he was offering all these songs and they were turning them down, and they, of course, became part of his solo album when it emerged. Anyway, John, thank you very much for previewing the Christmas schedules. Lots to savour and lots, of course, to stream as well.